Joining us on the line now is Maureen Moss. She lives in a small seaside town called La Mata near Torrevieja in the Alicante province. Before becoming an international tour leader and guide, she worked in various jobs. She was a travel agent, a travel writer, and also a book editor. She loves learning languages and speaks six to varying levels. Very impressive. She's back with us on the show to talk about her latest novel. It's called There's a Funnel Web on the Floor, and it follows her critically acclaimed first novel, More to Life. It's part two of Rachel's around the world travel adventure with her adult children. Welcome to the book show, Maureen.
Thank you very much, Hannah. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back with us. How have you been? When was the last time we talked? Was it over a year ago?
It would have been about the book that we put together. It wasn't just me. I was just one of the people on a team of people who put together a book called With Love Comes Hope. And it was stories from all over the world about how the pandemic was affecting people in their area.
Yes.
And it was contributions, and all the royalties from it went to an international charity that works in disaster relief called Bridge 2. So we talked about that about a year ago.
Yes, wow. And what a year it's been, hey?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this was when we just got the idea for it. It was just about, I think it was April, just after we all started having lockdowns and things. So, And here we are.
Still, yeah, didn't imagine over a year later, it'd still be going on, did we?
That's right. Yeah, we're kind of still, it's a bit like being underwater and trying to get up towards the, out of the sea.
Yeah. Yes. So tell us, for people who didn't hear our chat or who haven't read More to Life, tell us about the character of Rachel and a bit about what happens in that first book.
Yeah, sure. So Rachel's a middle-aged, divorced woman. We're talking about 5 years after she's had what for her was a very traumatic divorce. And she kind of suddenly throws caution to the wind and figures out that if she sells the family home, she'll be able to afford to travel around the world and take the grown-up children with her, which is what she does. So More to Life is about the family traveling for a whole year around the world. And the first part, More to Life, takes them through India, Thailand, Vietnam, and China, and they end up in Australia, which is where the second book, which is the one that I've just finished, called There's a Funnel Web in the Floor, where on the floor, that's when that takes over. And at that point, her youngest daughter has come out to join them, because throughout the first part of the tour, of the travels, the youngest daughters have to stay behind with her dad. She was still at school. And so at this point, it's a real change for Rachel to be able to have the whole family with her. What was really good is that she cements the relationship with her daughter, the youngest daughter, in the second book. So it's quite an important thing, because she's agonizing about, not being close to her daughter. And then when they go to Australia and the daughter then subsequently travels with her through South America, and they really cement their relationship as mother and daughter. So,
oh, lovely. Yeah.
All sorts of adventures in More to Life. They meet all sorts of funny characters, weird characters, because obviously I'm a travel writer at heart, lots of descriptions of the various countries that they go to, and lots of weirdo characters, and pretty much follows the same kind of format in the sequel, what I'd fondly call Funnel Web.
Mm. And how much of what happened?
Attracted by all the shit you talk, mother. And then at some point, then she hears them all giggling when she goes past their door on her way out. And it says, she's going to be alone for much of the day, and she was feeling isolated. And she's beginning to feel a bit fed up, because she felt lonely. And she kept saying to herself, I must think positive. I'll have more time to read and write. And she's talking about a day they spent in Ang Thong National Park, which is a string of islands, basically. It is a really beautiful place. It reminded her of family holidays when they used to go camping and kayaking on the River Ardèche. She's having memories of all this and saying, you know, what's happened? You know, what happened to our family? How come I'm here in this faraway country? I'm surrounded by people, but I still feel lonely. And she says, you know, the place is gorgeous, but I still feel that same scared little girl who felt she doesn't fit in anywhere.
Mm.
And then her son, Conrad, comes up and says, it's all kicking off at the shrine, Mum. The priests are getting leery. And it's sort of the sort of her wrangling about, you know, her situation in life and, you know, how sad she's feeling. And then this young man comes up and says something, you know, like, you were talking shit, that's why the fly was attracted, and, you know, the priests are getting leery down at the shrine, there's going to be a fight and stuff like this. The contrast is that happened quite a lot on that trip, you know. So that's just one example of something interesting that actually happened.
You all your time working as a travel guide, you know, for a lot of people must view it as like a dream job, you know, to be able to travel the world and see amazing places. But I guess I assume maybe you have felt lonely at times being away from family.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. One of the things about being a tour guide, actually, though, is that you don't have time to feel anything for very long because you're so busy. People tend to think, oh, it's a dream. Well, it is a dream job in many ways, but, oh, it must be like being on holiday all the time. And the idea is that you encourage them to think that because you don't want them feeling guilty because you're doing lots of work on their behalf. They want you, you know, that you want them to think it's like being on holiday. But as soon as you've said goodnight to all of them, you then spend at least an hour more often planning the next day, filling in forms of, you know, writing reports and, you know, sorting out any money that's been spent and filling in the receipt, you know, collecting the receipts and filling in, you know, like a report, financial report for the activities and stuff like that. So you don't really have time to feel lonely. Whereas Rachel, no, she's not working. She's just literally on an extended holiday, traveling around the world with her family. So, you know, there are times when she feels lonely because she's, for quite a lot of it, she's the only adult. The sister-in-law comes out at one stage to visit them, and that's quite funny, but she's quite a quirky character. She's quite an entertaining character. And so when she's there, Rachel doesn't feel as lonely because there's another adult. But, you know, although her children are grown up, they're still her children, and she can't share with them how she's feeling about the divorce and, you know, the breakup of the family and stuff, because obviously she wants them to have a great time.
With all the places that you go to, or Rachel goes to in both books, are they all places that you personally have been to, so you can really talk about what you know and where you know?
Yes, they all are, yeah. I haven't tried to describe anywhere that I haven't actually been. So, yeah, I've been to all of the places, yeah.
How lovely. So how long have you spent in Australia? Because it's a huge country, isn't it?
It is. Well, on that, during Funnel Web, the family spend 3 months, and that's reality. Yes, we spent 3 months there and then moved on to New Zealand. And I've been back to Australia about 3 or 4 times since and spent a shorter time there. But as you say, it's so vast, you couldn't possibly see it all in that time. The young adults had to work. They had to get jobs. Didn't have enough money to, you know, keep providing for everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And any favourite parts of Australia that you've been to?
Oh, well, the part that excited me the most was going to see these things called stromatolites, which are, they're kind of living rocks, they're fossil, they are millions of years old. And they are, in fact, it might even be something like 3 billion or something like that. And they are living fossils. So they are the things that first converted sunlight to energy, you know, to it's got a chlorophyll, not chloroform.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work.
No,
that wouldn't work. So, but yeah, I mean, basically, you look at these things; they look like cowpats in the sea, and they are—they gave us life, because you know they gave us oxygen. They can, you know, they converted light into oxygen. They're absolutely incredible. And I first read about them when I read Bill Bryson's book,
yes,
called Down Under. And I'd always wanted to see them. So they were really, but they weren't visually interesting. There's rock, of course, Uluru. Is, I mean, it, even now, when I think about being there, I almost catch my breath because it is so unbelievably awesome to stand at the base of that. And it's huge, absolutely huge. You can't imagine it. And the atmosphere around it. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's yes. really
spectacular.
Yes, yeah. So I guess those two places, yeah.
Yeah. And why did you call the book There's a Funnel Web on the Floor? Did you come across funnel webs?
Yeah, would you believe? I've always been one of those people, I don't know whether my dad told me or my mum, but, you know, not to hate spiders because they do the things. And I've always been able to pick up a spider and just throw it out of the window or put it out of the door or whatever. And I was sitting in my friend's kitchen in the outskirts of Sydney. And they were both, she and her husband were teachers, and they'd gone off for the day and they'd loaned me their car. And I noticed the spider coming across the kitchen floor. So I kind of bent down to pick it up, and something stopped me. I just thought, this is Australia. Maybe I'd better not pick it up. So I got a tumbler, and I just put the tumbler over the top of it, and within a second, the whole of the inside of the glass was coated with this creamy sort of dust. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So I left it there for my friends to come back from work. And they said, you know, that's the funnel web under there. And if you had picked it up, we'd have found your body.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good job you didn't.
Isn't it just? Yeah, something had me stop and... Yeah, somebody was looking after me.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it's been great to chat with you. There's lots of more adventures to read about in There's a Funnel Web on the Floor, and see what Rachel and her children are up to in Australia. It's by Maureen Moss, who we've been chatting to today. Maureen, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you, Hannah. You're a star.